writer why he's important now. And not only why is he important now, but why does he matter? Like, why do artists my age and younger care about this guy who was so reclusive, lived so long ago, and is not particularly taught in schools? He's not the first artist that you're introduced to. In fact, rarely is he the last. He's somebody you usually have to discover on your own. And often those are those eureka moments that artists write about and talk about amongst each other. And for myself, it was no different. Ryder just sort of seeps into you. Other artists start talking about him to you, and then you see his work. And I think not only for myself, but for so many other younger artists, there is so much to say, but you could start with his scale, the fact that he rejects the heroic entire wall painting that so many artists of my generation realize the sort of empty hubris of that. You could talk about his figure ground relationships, how things are never what they appear. He completely designs the entire picture plane so that there is constantly this push pull between what is in front and what is behind. You never get an easy read with Ryder. You never get that like, oh, I got it, next painting. The more you stay with Ryder, the more is revealed. And I think many artists really miss that. They miss a slow read experience, the kind of experience that the more you stay in front of a painting, the more you, the person, is in a direct back and forth. You, the viewer, the painter, conversing, relating, actually communing in front of a painting. You know, we miss that. And as I was saying to Bill yesterday, you know, looking at Ryder is a real BS meter for an artist, because when you are a painter or an artist and you go and you look at a Ryder, you get to see an artist who has fundamentally remained true to his vision on every level. And if you're not doing that, you see it in that moment. You see what it looks like when you do, when you really do. And so he's always that person that so many artists go to and say, here's the real deal. And can I truthfully say, I am doing that in my studio.